We are now opening the finance meeting of October 4th, 2023 for the town of Discovery Bay. Would you do roll call?
Roll call's been taken. Let the record show that Director or Chair Ashley Porter is absent today.
And due to Ashley being away, we will not be approving in the draft minutes. If there is any public comment, please, this is the time for you to make your public comment. Is anybody on the line?
There is someone on the line. I don't know if
Excellent.
He'd like to speak. He has no comment.
No comment. Okay. Now, closing public comment. We will not, as I mentioned, be approving the draft minutes. And now we'll go on to the finance update.
I'm happy to provide you this update today with some of few areas just to cover with you. I started with the town of Discovery Bay on August 14th, and so I've just celebrated, if you will, a little time with you here. Coming on to 2 months, really excited to share these updates with you. So first of all, I just want to say it's been a pleasure to get to know the staff here, to get to know their needs and be able to support them in a meaningful way. The other areas of interest for that I wanted to share with you is in a couple areas. One has to do with the finances and the annual audit. The finances are currently being updated. We're working with a consultant to catch us up from the separation between the last finance manager and myself. And so we are still working through getting the numbers through the end of the fiscal year and, of course, all the way up through the first quarter here in 23-24. With that said, we are working with the auditors, getting ready for what those requests are, and submitting some items that will come before the board for inquiries as to their knowledge awareness on certain topics. But for the most part, the staff and I will be working on getting those informations together. The other thing I wanted just to share with you is about our debt and project financing. I had the opportunity to meet with all the partners that we have in our financing team. That includes both our financial advisor, bond counsel, underwriter, trustees. So I was able to get access to all that information so that I'm able to sort of see what's coming up. We do have a semi-annual bond payments that are due on December 1st. And so we will make sure that we are making timely payments associated with that. We are also required to do certain filing with the state of California through the California Debt and Investment Advisory Commission. It's called the MARC Risk Report, and I wanted just to let you know that those have been submitted on a timely basis, and we're already ready to do the annual disclosure report as well, so we're again in a fine place for that as well. Finally, I wanted just to share an update relating to our banking. We were able to, as you know, join California Class a little bit ago, but we didn't make our first deposit until the end of August, September 1st. So we were able to transfer the funds into California Class. And with that transfer, we were able to increase our yield, if you will, the amount that we earn on those funds from about 3.4% to about 5.4%. So significant increase in back and forth. Got our first quarterly deposit, interest deposit yesterday of about $67,000. So it's really nice thing to be able to see.
It's wonderful.
Plus, we're also seeing what other kind of improvements we can make to the systems there, increasing our flexibility around making payments through a means called ACH and automated clearinghouse instead of wires. Cheaper way of being able to do certain things, so again, we're trying to be efficient with our funds as well. With that, those are probably my big updates. Again, a lot of it is just making sure I'm familiar with the finances. It's been a joy to learn about your community and to be able to support your community through seeing what kind of reports are needed and being able to do that. So hopefully in the next update, we will have all those important finance updates so you can see where we're at relating to our year-end finances as well as our quarterly update. take a pause to see if there's any questions or comments, and then I'll turn it back to the board for.
Well, Margaret, we haven't met, and so my name is Carolyn Graham, and I'm one of the board of directors members, and I'm not sure where you can see, but hello. But hello, and we were thrilled to get somebody with your experience and expertise, and appreciate all this. And it certainly sounds like you've hit the ground running, to say the least. So that is appreciated. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully I'll get to meet you in person one of these days.
Absolutely. I'm sorry that I missed you when I was there in August, but yes, I will certainly look forward to meeting you in person. As we move on here, and really, I'm excited to be part of this community to really understand how we can support you all, and create whatever efficiencies and improvements along the way. As I was like to say, going from good to great. So, and when you get to great, then it's next great. So, anyways. Just a pleasure to meet you, albeit virtually, but happy to be here and supporting you all.
That's wonderful. We're glad to have you. Is there any public comment? Does anyone have any questions?
There are no hands raised.
Okay. With that, go on to future agenda items, which right at this moment in time, I have none.
Okay. All right.
I do have one question.
Sure.
So the property taxes bills were sent out. I'm sure everybody got theirs. And how often do we get questions under the special taxes and assessments of the Discovery Bay, the GU, which I know is the infrastructure for water, wastewater? Do we get very many questions about, do people understand that's infrastructure and not usage?
No, not typically. We get very few questions regarding that.
Okay.
Every once in a while when you get the tax bill, we might get a handful of people just asking.
Okay, yeah, I was just wondering if that's something we should send something out on, but it doesn't sound like it's needed, so. Excellent. I got quizzed this morning by my husband.
Did you?
I mean, really. Okay, and with that, unless there's any other questions, we will close the finance meeting of October 4th, 2023.